All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pax.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Ahoy, sailors. Greetings from the good ship Jolly Roger. This be your salt water sipping sailor, Sonus. Jonas Squidley, first mate to Captain Patch the Pirate. We'll be a sailing to Camp Cuckawacka Woods in the wink of an eye, we will. So find yourself a sit down seat. There's fun and friends you're sure to greet. Today, camp food's the special treat. What a poet I be. Yo ho ho, a sailing we go.
Captain Patch, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I need to inspect the troops.
That would be fine, Sarge.
Company attention!
Quick! Get in line, Tubby!
I've got a little more to move than you, String Bean.
What's your name, Shorty?
Mortimer.
Speak up, son. I can't hear you. Got marbles in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Candy bar, sir.
That's a strange name.
No, I mean my name is Mortimer Tubfield III, sir.
I think I like candy bar better. What do you folks call you?
My friends call me Tubby.
That's more like it. Now, Tubby, I want you to suck in that stomach before somebody trips over it.
Yes, sir.
Troops, when I give the order, we're going to march to the House of Chow.
Yes, sir.
Head them up, move them out, forward, march. Hut one, hut two, hey. I can see it's gonna be a long week. Okay, men, this is the House of Chow. Grab a plate and some chopsticks and start through the line.
Chopsticks?
This sure is a nice dining hall.
Thank you, Captain Pat.
Sarge, what's the name of your camp cook?
Who?
The camp cook?
Who?
The man who cooks the food.
That's his name.
That's who?
That's right. He's the best.
Who's the best?
Well, he sure is. In fact, he'll be flinging some food on your plate any second now.
What Sissy is trying to ask is, who's the one who does the cooking around here?
Oh, you met him too.
No, I've never met him. Who is the camp cook?
Of course he is. I hired him myself.
Zowie, look at the way that Japanese guy is swinging all those big spoons and knives around.
What's he doing? He must be the camp cook, Peanut.
Hurry and hold up your plate, Pixie. Here comes your supper.
I'll bat you some gum tofu and grab some kamikaze. Hiya! Chop, chop.
Look out. Here it comes. Ew, what is it?
Oh, that's my favorite. Fooey yucky uppy chucky.
Oh, delicious. Chop, chop.
All right, campers. I'd like to introduce you to our camp cook, Hu Flung Chow.
Hu Flung Chow?
He sure did, and he never misses. He's named after his grandfather, Far Flung Chow.
I was wondering, are there any other choices for dinner?
Certainly. Many choices. Hu Flung Chow also make very good flaming skunk kebabs and freeze-dried tadpole almond ding. Chop, chop.
Do you have any, Twinkies?
Twinkies? So sorry. Never hear of Twinkie. Oh, no, have foreign food here. Chop, chop.
Come on, Tubby, grab a plate. There's nothing like camp food.
You can say that again.
Oh, so delicious. Chop, chop.
I walked into the dining hall as hungry as could be. Right back at me. I stuck my fork into my dinner. It ate my fork and bit my finger. Then all the food began to sing.
Sing, 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 sing.
Come get your cuckoo-wack-a-bob.
bug juice, snickerdoodle mongoose, buzzard catch a Tory,
skunk wakiki,
fruit fly Florentine, 3-day quarantine, one pot gooey glop,
glorified hog slop,
pigs in a blanket, cows on the floor, take one bite and you'll run for the door, stinky cheese Thermidor,
Uncas as a Theodore,
smelly sardines,
bad luck beans,
easy off casserole, chicken in a pothole, monkey meat medley,
tasty and deadly,
parakeet bonsai, fricasseed frog's eye, tree toad neck,
tuna a la black,
king-size Pepto-Bismol stew, greasy grimy gopher guts, oof fondue, what's in camp food, nobody knows, but it sure tastes great, if you hold your nose.
Campers, campers, don't be rude, close your mouth and eat your food.
Took a bite of poison ivy's too, but then my teeth began to itch and I thought I had the flu. My stomach got scared and started running because it saw the camp food coming. Then all the food began to sing.
Come get your
cuckoo-wacka bug juice, snickerdoodle mongoose, buzzard catch a Tory,
skunk wakiki,
fruit fly Florentine, 3-day quarantine, one pot gooey glop,
glorified hog slop,
pigs in a blanket, cows on the floor, take one bite and you'll run for the door, stinky cheese Thermidor,
Alka-Seltzer Theodore,
smelly sardines,
bad luck beans,
easy off casserole, chicken in a pothole, monkey meat medley,
tasty and deadly,
parakeet bonsai, fricassee frog's eye, tree toad neck,
tuna a la black,
king size Pepto-Bismol stew, greasy grimy gopher guts, fondue, what's in camp food nobody knows, but it sure tastes great if you hold your nose.
What's that awful smell?
Be quiet and eat, boy.
Skinny night camp food. Camp food.
Okie dokie, troops. Prepare to march to Lookout Rock for our evening service. Head 'em up. Move 'em out. Forward. Harch. Hut one. Hut two. Hey, hey.
Wow, you can see the whole camp from up here.
It sure is pretty.
Oh, what a gushy, mushy, luscious sunset.
Just think, God created all this.
Yes, and that same great God sent his own son to die for you and me.
But, Captain, I never quite understood why Jesus really had to die. Didn't God command the Israelites to sacrifice lambs to take away their sins? Why couldn't we have just kept on sacrificing animals?
Because, Tubby, the blood of animals can't really take our sins away.
Then why did God command it?
Because God was trying to show his people something he was going to do in the future. One day he would send a spotless lamb straight from heaven.
The Lamb of God?
That's right, String Bean. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, God's perfect lamb.
Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, once for all is slain God's perfect lamb.
God spoke to Israel, bring me a sacrifice, morning and evening, every day. Offer a spotless lamb without a blemish. This is the command you must obey.
Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, once for all is slain God's perfect lamb.
Jesus Messiah came to make the sacrifice for our sin. No longer bring a lamb, Jesus has paid the price. Clap your hands and let your songs begin. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, once for all is slain God's perfect Lamb. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, once for all is slain God's perfect Lamb.
That be one of me favorite tunes it be. I'm so thankful God provided the perfect lamb for my salvation. The Lord Jesus died to save us so that we could be with him forever in heaven. Now, boys and girls, we've got a special culinary treat. It's our favorite Chinese cook, Hu Flung Chow, with his fortune cooking corner.
Jonas, hello, I am a Hu Flung Chow. Everybody, can you say Hu Flung Chow? I sure did, and I never miss. Who made your car so funny? Chop, chop. Okay, I teach you today how to make skunk Waikiki. First, you must catch skunk. Tricky business. Some people try to sneak up behind skunk to catch him. So stupid. You do not want to get sprayed. So stinky. So pretend skunk is friend. You go up to skunk and tell him he stink. This is compliment to skunk. He no spray you when you make compliment. Then you get close to him and pour little friend into plastic Ziploc baggie. Okay, also, we are making skunk Waikiki. Also, before you chop-chop, put grass skirt on skunk. Very important, take fur off skunk. It no taste good, but it make good coat. But when people tell you coat stink, no take personally. Then, chop-chop ingredients into 1,000 pieces like this. Oh, only it take you probably 3 minutes. I fast, cause I pro. Clean chow into big wok. Add stir fry vegetables. Cook for 20 minutes. And make sure you play Hawaiian music on stereo. This is very important. So easy. And, so delicious. That's all for now. Bye bye. Chop chop.
Greetings from the good ship Jolly Roger. This is Christiane with some great news for our worldwide crew. Now you can listen to the Adventures of Patch the Pirate broadcast anytime through our website at www.patchthepirate.org. It's a great way to share our weekly story and song adventures with your friends just by logging on day or night. Broadcasts are ready for streaming real audio at www.patchthepirate.org. Or call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH and request a free full-color brochure that's filled with over 25 story and song recordings that will help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Find out what thousands of families have enjoyed by calling us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH or logging on at www.patchthepirate.org.
Sailors, it's been a smooth sailing with you all for this quarter-hour adventure. We're so glad you've come aboard. And we'll be looking for you next time when the campers learn about Chief Kukawaka. Well, this be Jonas Squidley saying, so long, mateys.
This has been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate Story and Song Radio Outreach. For more information about all of our recordings and a free brochure, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH. Go Patch, or log on the web at www.patchthepirate.org.